going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Back here on our TrainSouth.com, WWL Draft Fest coverage at Rouse's Market on Power Boulevard, looking at the draft board here in the round six. We're coming to a close and getting ready for round seven. Looking at the last few selections that were taken at 212 overall, Rutgers corner, Robert Longerbeam going to the Baltimore Ravens, then Montana State quarterback Tommy Mellott ending with the Raiders at 213, R.J. Mickens, Clemson safety going to the Chargers. Raiders were back on the clock and getting another quarterback, North Dakota State's Cam Miller. So back-to-back QB picks for the Raiders.
I'm scared of any North Dakota State quarterback. Why? Because of Trey Lance. You know, look with the 49ers and what came about with Trey Lance.
But you blame the 49ers.
Right? No, you blame the 49ers, right, because they overdrafted him.
Thank you.
Yeah, because Trey Lance, he's still in the league, and now he's with the Cowgirls, right?
No, he left there.
He left there this past offseason. He left there this past offseason.
So, isn't he with the Chargers now?
All I know is Trey
Lance. Look that up.
But what he's played a handful of games.
Yes.
You'd have to say that's a bust right now.
Correct, Mike. Chargers.
Yeah. Considering where he was drafted. That has to be a bust.
I remember.
Yeah, well, from where he was drafted.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't fair to him.
Him, yeah. That was a 49ers fault.
Okay, he played one game and then one season ahead of that. And you thought he was going to come in here and play in the NFL? That was humbling to him.
Yep.
Big time.
Man.
He wasn't ready for it.
He couldn't overtake Brock Purdy. Look where Brock Purdy was drafted. You know, we talk about later rounds coming out of Iowa State. And look where Brock Purdy is, ready to beat a $40 million-plus man compared to Trey Lance. That's why you got to look at the big picture. Don't look at it short term. Look at long term. That's why even as a Saints fan, you look at the quarterback position. You want an instant fix. We are drive-through society. You want it to be fixed now. It might get fixed. It might not. So you got to just keep plugging away. You got to keep plugging away until you get it right.
Well, we got a kicker that was off the board earlier. Now our first punter, gentlemen, the last pick of round six, Jeremy Crawshaw from going to the Denver Broncos. Sean Payton selected him.
Yeah, and, man, you know, one thing with Sean, he got no patience with punters and kickers.
Just punt the damn ball like y'all want you to, or make the damn kick.
But
we had Thomas Morstead. Look at Thomas Morstead. Is Thomas Morstead still kicking with the damn chance?
Yes.
God, that's legendary. But I mean, that Thomas Morstead's unbelievable.
The one kicker Sean really liked, Will Lutz.
Yeah, and he brought him to Denver.
He brought him to Denver.
Oh, you were able to get him from Baltimore.
Yep. Yeah. So, boy.
Thanks to Harbaugh.
Yeah. Harbaugh helped us out on that.
The only reason.
Yeah. The only reason why.
Signed him after the preseason, before the first game.
So he just drafted a punter from where, Steve? I lost the train of thought.
Let me see where this kid's from. Sorry. Hold on.
So, that's significant because it's not a free agent punter. It's a draft pick. So Sean's thinking, if you're going to use a draft pick on a specialist.
He better be damn good.
He's making the team.
Yeah.
He almost would totally suck. So Sean would be pissed off if they'd miss on a specialist.
Here's my deal. If I'm punting in Denver in that line.
The ball flies. You get an extra 4 to 7 yards.
More than that, Bobby.
Yeah. That's being conservative, dude.
Right.
There's got to be angle. So, Steve, did you pick it up yet? Or
that's kind of the thing, though, when we were talking earlier about these undrafted free agents and their guaranteed contracts, like a Holker, those guys are Florida. Almost guaranteed practice squad because you've guaranteed their undrafted free agents.
Yeah, because you want to develop them.
Right.
Because you brought them on board. You come to our team. We like your skill set. And then we want you to be on the right. Yeah, Jeremy Crawshaw.
It's Crawshaw from Florida.
The punter.
And, man, he could crush it in Gainesville. And you talk about a thick-haired place to punt. He'll go punt a ball in Gainesville,
Mike,
Florida.
Mike, he's 6'3 and three quarters.
Look at his size. It's not like he's a small guy.
Watch how he hits a ball.
Yeah. Give me a punter who could punt it far and hit the right angles. You know, like a chip shot, deuce when you're in the golf, and then you can put it inside the 20, because now they are so damn good. Inside the 10 to 15.
20 is, that's 10 years.
Yeah. Now you got to be inside the 15 or 10.
If you can't get it inside, pin them inside the 15 or 10, you're not doing the job.
What was the game? I never forget this. From Illinois to punter Steve Weatherford, Sean Payne chewed his ass out. We got a punt return.
Devin Hester.
Sean had told him, do not tow in Weatherford. He had a six-pack. He was in some damn Mardi Gras parade, if I can remember, without a shirt and all that. Steve Weatherford, he's punting, and he's saying, do not punt it to Devin Hester. And Weatherford puts it right to him, and he takes it to the house. And his ass was gone. Sean Payne said, what the hell? I just told you. Kick it out of bounds. Angle it. Don't kick it to Devin Hester, Hall of Famer.
Sean cut him over in London.
Yeah. You ain't even going on the damn plane to go home. You ain't even on the damn plane to go home. You got to get your own flight from London to get back to America.
Think about Crawshaw. He averaged 46 yards a punt. And I'm just telling you, Gainesville, Florida, that air is so thick there to punt that ball.
And he's going to
and
Denver.
And now he's going to Denver.
Well, like Deuce said, he's going to add 8-10 yards.
Easy.
Well, the first pick of round 7 is in. It's the Dallas Cowboys. We'll see what that is. And right after that on the clock will be the Atlanta Falcons. Haven't heard from them in a while.
Well, okay, I got to admit this. You might not want to. Y'all could critique me if I'm wrong.
Uh-oh.
I think the Falcons have become the Falcons. I think they've done well in the draft. I mean, I'm interested to see. I'm intrigued with our tackles against their edge rushes. No, it's a bunch of young cats, and who's going to win? That's going to be interesting.
You got bookend tackles.
Yeah.
You got bookend tackles.
And bookend ends.
And bookend defensive ends. You know, and you think over the next 10 years, this will be the matchup that you have.
Yeah, who's going to win?
I would be scared of Walker. I don't know how
Pierce –
If you cut up a little bit in college, now you got real money, okay, and a lot of fame and fortune now in the NFL.
But wait, Mike, if he wants to get that second, that's a real payday, then you can't cut up too much.
Okay, all I know is Vic Beasley was a one-year guy, and then he was in the witness protection agency
flash in the pan,
after that.
Flash in the
Nothing.
Pan. Flash
so
in the pan.
So my thing is, who can push the right buttons with James Pierce Jr., who's immensely gifted? Oh, my goodness, he can play. But, okay, how do you get along with people? How do you kind of practice? All this other stuff. You're professional now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
This is not back at University of Tennessee.
Well, Steve, run down the Falcons draft picks and compare them to the Saints. We can talk about that.
And they got two safeties.
Edge rushers.
Because it could be a win-win for both teams. So we can do, Steve, I'm going to give you
You mentioned Jalen Walker, was in the first round along with James Pierce Jr. Third round, they got Xavier Watts, the safety out of
Notre Dame. I like him.
Oklahoma safety, Billy Bowman, went in the fourth round.
I don't know about him.
And now, this is their final pick coming up in the seventh round.
Billy is a small safety, but, man, he pops it to you. Man, he's a coach now. Is it Jim Leopold? He was with the Saints for a short time. But he coached in Wisconsin. He's kind of about – that's who Billy Bowman Jr. reminds me of. He's a little like 5'9", and a little bit of change. But, man, he's all over the field. He's like a heat-seeking missile. Wherever the ball is, he is. And they got him and Watts now at the safety position. And then you draft and give up a first-round pick next year for James Pierce Jr. I know Jalen Walker can play. I don't have any doubt of that.
Dan, we wanted him with the Saints, to be honest. But, no, it didn't happen. You know, but you can't have your cake and eat it, too. You need to go to the offensive or the defensive side of the ball. But, Steve, that's a show. That's a show. You know, Mike and I is going to break down the draft of the Silver Slipper come Monday night. So we always do that. That's a tradition. But I'm going to tell you, you know what's good future shows? We're heading into OTAs and the schedule coming out. It's like compare everybody's in the NFC South.
Right.
Okay, who did Tampa Bay pick? Who did Carolina? Who did the Falcons? Because that, to me, when you talk about the draft, how you got to really build your team through the draft. Now, free agents help out. But, like, the future, that's going to be intriguing. Because right now, who's the top dog in the NFC South? They ain't even close until you knock them off. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Four straight.
And we won four straight before NFC South, the Saints.
Okay, but would you bet against them this year? Would you bet?
Not yet.
I wouldn't.
Not yet. I'm not going against Tampa Bay in the NFC South until you beat them. Because it'd be interesting to see. Okay, see, that's another thing.
So I got a question.
We're going to be here until 6.
I got Tampa right here.
Well, are you saying bet against them to win the division, or are you saying bet against them for the Saints to beat them?
No, I say they win five times.
Yeah. Go 5 years in a row.
I think they win it five times.
And to win the NFC South. No, I mean.
I don't.
That's hard to do, Deuce.
Well, no, I don't
know. Who's going to beat them?
No, I understand.
You know who I think has a chance to beat them?
Falcons? I'm not. The Falcons are going to be tough.
Speaking of the Falcons,
underachieve.
The Falcons pick in the seventh round here, guys. Wisconsin tackle Jack Nelson.
He's a big dude now. and they're trying to add some depth to their offensive line. They got a little age there, Deuce, along their offensive line. It's almost the same five guys we've seen like forever, huh?
Yeah, well, you end up losing what? They end up losing a guard. They got paid by Chicago. But outside of that, what is it, McCray? He got hurt against us in one game where he didn't play.
And then Lindstrom really got paid.
Yeah, and so, they've had a pretty good offensive line. And, you've had some stability there, and that's why they feel good with Penix there, but
that's the key to their season.
If he plays just I don't even know if it's good because you've got all of those weapons.
Right, he should play good.
That's what I'm saying, though, Bobby. if he can just play average.
Yeah. He don't have to be exceptional. He don't have to be Jaden Daniels. He got a great supporting cast.
And that defense for them, if they can some way get some type of pass rush, which they should. Now, I do have one question. Losing Grady inside, how much does that hurt them?
He's been a stud for them. All I know is that's one guy. Even when the Falcons defense sucked, he didn't suck.
So I want to know how much does that hurt them, because now can I stop the run? I mean, because we can talk about rushing the pass.
I'm going to run it right out.
Yeah.
Yes.
We can talk about rushing the pass all we want, but can you stop the run?
No, amen. And then the chess match of that, dude.
They paid on Yamada, and then they drafted a kid from Clemson a year ago. I mean, he hardly played in the second round.
Right.
You picked him.
Right.
So Steve, we did. Looking at the Falcons. We have time right here. What about the Tampa Bay? Who does Tampa pick compared to what we pick?
Give it to them.
Their first round pick. They took a wide receiver, Emeka Abuka.
I like him a lot.
Ohio State.
Now watch these three that you're finna hear.
Because Chris Godwin is getting older, coming off the injury, and then I'm a Baker Mayfield fan.
Evans.
Right, exactly. Go ahead, Steve.
Then we're going a lot of defense here. Notre Dame corner Benjamin Morrison in the second round. Third round, Kansas State corner Jacob Parrish. In the fourth round, Carolina edge David Walker.
So Mike,
from Central Arkansas.
And then another edge.
Yeah, another edge in the fifth round, SMU's Elijah Roberts.
So that Central Arkansas guy.
And they have a seventh rounder left.
So Mike, that was one. Why is he still at Central Arkansas? Well,
he started
did he get that Walmart money or something?
Central Arkansas, not Carolina.
Yeah, he was Central Arkansas. He started at South Arkansas. Transferred to Central Arkansas.
Okay.
So I thought maybe he'd make one more move and be at Arkansas.
But he
was the conference player of the year last year.
Yeah, Central Arkansas got that Walmart money.
No, Bobby. You know why, though? He's only six foot.
Oh, so he's an overachiever.
Well, he's pure speed.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He's just pure speed coming off the edge, but he's small.
So I don't know enough, Mike. Explain or deuce any of y'all. Okay, when you look at all those names, how do you view that?
Benjamin Morrison, if he's healthy, and again, man, I always cringe when a corner has a hip injury. Because your ability to flex and turn and twist.
You can, yeah.
But, again, I don't have all the medicals.
That's not going away.
What the Bucks have. Now, Parrish from Kansas State was a really good football player for them. And so, man, you got two corners and then the two edge rushers. Elijah Roberts, he's a speed edge rusher from SMU. And David Walker, he was not good. He was dominant. Now, again, you got to look at who he was going up against
right at
Central Arkansas. But for a six-foot guy, man, his ability to bend and cut. And listen, he don't have a lot to bend at 6 foot tall. He gets around the edge. So, yeah, you can be a 6 foot five tackle. But if he gets around you, it doesn't matter if he's 6'4 or 6 foot.
Yeah, you could bend as long as you don't fall down.
I would run the ball.
Yeah, you got to run right at him. That's the thing. Now, we come back from the break before we pick Carolina.
We'll break down Carolina, right?
Oh, you look at Carolina. I mean, T-Mac, whatever receiver. Ever since DJ Moore left the Panthers, come on, you got to help out Lil Bryce some way. So,
now they got him and Leggett.
Hey, the only reason why I wanted T-Mac at number 9 with the Saints. If we would have had Aaron Rodgers, because that would get the Who That Nation up. Now, we went in a different direction, but I'm saying you want to get, I want to be entertained. If they'd have had T-Mac, can make contested catches and all that, and then with Aaron Rodgers, but we're not following the yellow brick road. We got a fork in the road, and we're taking a different fork. We're not going after Aaron Rodgers, T-Mac. Now, he's out of sight, out of mind. But that was a little fantasy I had about wanting to be entertained.
That was the fantasy.
You need better fantasy.
Yeah, I'm going to say.
No.
I think he's stretching.
I have a variety of fantasy.
We'll break down the Panthers draft right after this. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more of TrainSouth.com's Draft Fest right here on WWL after the break.